Welcome to The Thriving Life, where we help women navigate the world while wearing multiple hats. On this podcast, you'll be equipped with mindset, strategy, and skills that will help you lead your life, thrive, and have it all without sacrifice and burnout. I'm your hostess, Ume Oguta, and I'm here to make having it all less intimidating. So grab a seat, kick your shoes off, and let's talk. Well, hello, Thriving Family. Welcome to another podcast episode. I'm so happy to be talking to you today. We're going to be talking about the reasons why you want a burnout-proof lifestyle now. Why it's necessary and needed today. I'm recording today from my hotel suite, and if the sound is a little off, this is why. This is where we're staying temporarily due to the wildfire evacuation. And I've been trying my best to just figure out where a good spot would be for recording my podcast. I've tried recording in my car, and now I'm doing the hotel suite. Let's see how this goes. In the past few weeks, if you're not aware, or if you haven't been watching the news, residents of the Northwest Territories and parts of BC, British Columbia, have had to evacuate. And it's just been really interesting for us. I, for one, have just observed myself through this period. And one of the things that I've been so grateful for has been coaching and just creating the type of life that I have, where I'm reasonably able to remain calm even when things are chaotic. And I remember last week I shared with my email list permission granted, which is awesome, by the way. If you're not signed up, go to oliveandbliss.ca/join. I send out emails every Tuesday to help you prioritize yourself and let go of mom guilt and give yourself just the permission you need to show up and be authentic and just live the life that you want. And so I was sharing with my email list how this experience was a testament to the work that I've done, because I haven't fallen ill. I haven't had any adverse digestive issues because of this experience. And this used to be the norm for me. In the past, when things didn't go as I planned, if I wasn't in control or just things happened suddenly, I would either fall ill or I would have lots and lots of digestive issues, whether it's tummy ache, cramping, all the way to anything that comes to mind. And so I think that this wouldn't have been possible, but for the work of coaching and just creating this burnout-proof lifestyle that I have. This doesn't mean that things are perfect. It doesn't mean that things always go my way. It just means that as a human, I'm able to control how I think about things, how I feel, and how I respond to them. And that has helped me be able to create a calm life, even when things are chaotic. And so I know one thing for us as humans is that we tend to live very reactive lives, right? We think that we have way too much to do and not enough time. This is a recurring theme, especially if you're a professional woman or a mom. We keep putting things off that we need to get done in hopes that sometime in the future, you know, when things are calmer, when we're a bit more organized, then we'll get to do that thing. But if we're really truthful, you'll know that the time never really comes, which I find very fascinating, because many of us end up having that time when we're pushed to the wall by a crisis. So whether it's a medical diagnosis, whether it's going to the doctor and the doctor tells you that you have to watch your weight, or we lose a loved one, or our child needs some kind of help, all of a sudden, we have all the time to pay attention to this thing. And my question is, why do we romanticize this waiting to be pushed to the wall before we wake up and do the work that we need to do to lay a foundation that's going to help us thrive no matter what? Because to me, I think this is so important for us as moms, especially if you have multiple roles that you're playing. You can't be holding your breath and hoping that things go wrong. You're better off being armed with the skills, with the competencies, with the ability to be able to handle anything. And that just helps you sleep much more better at night. But that's another podcast episode. Let's just focus on why you need a burnout-proof life. Now, one of the things that people always tell me is that they want to feel better. And I think this is such an important thing for every one of us. And so feeling better for me is one of the benefits of having a burnout-proof life. But I want to talk about this at the end, because in order for us to feel better, there are some things that need to happen for us to get there. And sometimes we want to jump to feeling better without wanting to put in the hard work of doing all the other things, of gaining all the other skills that I'm going to talk about. So let's just hold on to that one, and we're going to dive into the first thing that I want to share, which is that when you create a burnout-proof life, you get to cultivate a better relationship with other people, but best of all, with yourself. Creating a burnout-proof life is an opportunity to get to know you, perhaps in ways that you've never known before. And that can feel really scary for so many of us because we've just been so used to shoving the parts of us that make us feel embarrassed, make us feel ashamed, parts that we really don't want other people to know about. We're so used to shoving them in the everyday hustle and bustle. But when you start thinking about creating this lifestyle where burnout proof is optional, it kind of forces you to take a look at the whole you, right? As a human, as a whole being. And so you start to increase your level of self-awareness and recognize where you haven't really been living in alignment with your values and who you want to be. It is deep work. And for me as a coach, I know that it's not just a mindset thing. It's about bringing your nervous system along with somatic practices that take into account how your nervous system and your body are responding to the realization of where you have not been leveling up your life and recognizing that there's work to do as you pave the path forward. And so the number one reason for me where I see so many people struggle with taking steps to do what they need to do is that they want to stay in self-awareness, right? They want to stay to learn more and gather more information. And usually you think that by knowing more, that means that you're going to change. And it's not that you don't know enough. It's not that you cannot do it. The problem is typically that you have reached your self-image limit, right? Your self-image is how you see yourself in the world. And in order for you to be able to move beyond that, you need to be one with your body. You can try to mindset your way through it, but I promise you, you'll always come back to where your nervous system is set. I've seen this happen time and time again with my clients. And so cultivating that deeper relationship starts with yourself first, bringing your whole body along, recognizing the parts of you that you've been hiding away and coming to terms with that. That's what helps you move into acceptance and then being able to cultivate relationships with other people, which I think is so beneficial for us as humans. Another reason why you need a burnout-proof lifestyle is that you develop this skill of self-leadership. Self-leadership is something that I teach my clients because it's about creating a vision for the life that you want to create. It's about knowing what support systems you have currently and how you can leverage those supports, and also figure out what support systems you need. And it's all about getting you to be an active participant in your own transformation in life. Now, some of us, especially if you're a woman, we've been socialized to default to other people's opinions. We've been socialized to outsource our power to culture, to societal expectations, to our parents' expectations, especially with our moms, to our partners and our children's expectations. And so when we think about creating a burnout-proof lifestyle, what it does is that it gets you thinking about who you want to be, right? And the type of life that you want to create for yourself and the people you love. And if you listen to this podcast, I'm going to say that you have some level of awareness about this and you don't want to be living by society's standards because you know that that's not helping you thrive in life. And so the question might be, you're not sure where to start. And I want you to just start where you are. Think about the type of life that you would want to live if anything was possible. If money wasn't an issue, if location wasn't an issue, if permission was not an issue, right? I know for so many of you who tend to be very realistic, you want to think that you don't want to do that because you just don't want to think about disappointing yourself. But no one said anything about doing it. It's just about dreaming, and dreaming is free. But for me, I think that when you start to dream, then you allow yourself to bring up all of the things that you potentially want to have, and also the insecurities that you may also have, but you may not even be aware of. And this gives you that opportunity to start addressing them so that you don't sabotage in the future. And when you step into the leadership role in your life, you feel more in charge because you know where you're going. When you know the vision, you have an idea of what you have, where you might need support, and your work is a lot easier because then you have some clarity and direction. And guess what? Things like jealousy and envy don't come to derail you anymore, because when you see them, because you're so in tune with your body, you know what to do. You know how to harness the power from those feelings to move you forward. Third reason why you want a burnout-proof lifestyle now is that you will prioritize yourself. This is one area where so many moms struggle because they think that prioritizing themselves will make them selfish. But that's not true. Prioritizing yourself is a result of cultivating a deep relationship with yourself and building trust, and also playing a leading role. And so when these are the things that direct how you think, how you feel, and how you respond to life, it makes it easier for you to stop letting people pleasing and perfectionism get in the way of your living, of you living your life, right? You're not afraid to fail because you know you always have your back, you have that self-trust, and if you make a mistake, you can always recover or you can pivot. The good thing is you then get to understand that if you go first, it makes you a better spouse, it makes you a better mom, it makes you a better partner, it makes you a better business owner, a better professional woman, a better employee, whatever role you play, because you know that taking care of yourself means taking care of other people. You know deeply that this is true. And then mom guilt rarely, if ever, happens. And I think that so many of us could benefit so much from prioritizing ourselves. The fourth reason is that you will feel confident in who you are and your ability to show up authentically in the world. This means no more people pleasing, not because you've cured yourself from people pleasing. I will say this as someone who has people pleasing tendencies, that is my inclination. And I don't have a problem with saying no to people, with having boundaries. And it's not because I'm cured. People pleasing is not a disease to be cured. But it's because I've learned how to support the part of me that feels the need to please. I've learned to nurture her. I've learned to come alongside her and still have boundaries and prioritize myself without making it a big deal, without feeling terrible about it. And so when you think about yourself, what would that look like if you were just confident in who you are and showing up authentically in the world? How would your life change? It's such an important question to ask ourselves, because sometimes we feel that we're going to change, we're going to be terrible people, we're going to be mean and unkind. But no, if that's not something that you're naturally inclined to do, prioritizing yourself and being confident and showing up authentically, it's not going to make you change, because that's not just who you are. Confidence and authenticity only highlight the essence of who you are. And so it's important for you to not let the fear of changing and becoming this mean woman stop you from being who you were created to be. So reason number five is that you will save time. If you're a mom, if you're a wife, if you're a career woman, you play a lot of roles, you volunteer on the PTA, whatever, you know what goes into staying organized and making sure that you don't drop the ball in all these areas. And that means you cannot waste time in worry and indecision about things. You want to be strategic in how you think. You want to be ruthless in how you eliminate clutter. And when I talk about clutter here, it's not just physical clutter, mental clutter, emotional clutter. You want to be ruthless in that. You want to be thinking strategically about how you move, how you plan your day, and what you engage and give your energy to. And this is why that skill of self-leadership, that feeling confident in who you are and prioritizing yourself, matter. Because when you know that you want to save time, you've got only so much time in a day to get everything done, you're going to pay attention, you're going to prioritize, and you're going to live with the knowledge that your worth doesn't depend on how much you can stress yourself by trying to do everything. You'll own your strengths, and you're going to delegate or eliminate things, which in turn gives you back many more hours in your day. Imagine what a difference that would make over the course of a week, month, year. Just think about it. This kind of leads me into my next reason why you want a burnout-proof lifestyle today, is that you're going to gain more energy. One of the biggest things that clients come to me for is that they want to feel energized, especially after they work during the day. So a lot of my clients are professional women. They also are moms who have children in sports and other things. And one of the things they want to do is to be able to have the energy to be able to watch their kids play their games, or come home, make dinner, and hang out with your children, or even just have some alone time with themselves or their partners. I mean, who doesn't want that, right? When you're able to lead your life, when you're able to prioritize, when you're able to show up authentically, it'll make things a lot easier for you to feel more energized. You don't have to carry the baggage of other people's expectations. You don't have to be stressed out and overwhelmed by other people's needs because you have already done all of those reasons that I told you about. You've gained all of that, and that frees up your time. That gives you back so much more energy. One thing that I find is that a lot of my one-on-one clients, they tell me that this is one of the best parts of working with me, is that they feel this absolute sense of peace and calm. And typically, it's not that much changes from their lives, right? It's not like things just drastically change. Like, I know a client who, when we started working together, she wasn't as busy as she is right now, but she just has this sense of peace about her because she has changed. And I think so many of us need to recognize this, because when things are not going well, when we're trying to figure out how to be more in charge of our lives, we think, oh, our partners need to change, your house needs to change, your kids need to change. And the thing is, you're the common denominator, because wherever those things go, you're always going to be there. And so if you've tried to change all these other things and it's not working, why not give yourself a try, right? Because this is where you gain that sense of autonomy and get back your time and energy to be able to handle life without letting it overwhelm you. And when that happens, you're able to keep burnout optional. And last but not least, one of the reasons you want a burnout-proof lifestyle now is that you will feel better about yourself. Guaranteed. The reason why we do anything, even have the behaviors that we call toxic or self-sabotaging, is because they serve a purpose for all of us. Now, whether the behavior is helpful or not, that's left for you to decide for yourself. But one of the things that happens when you develop a deep relationship with yourself is that you will learn to understand that your so-called toxic or self-sabotaging behaviors are not just trying to make you lose in life. They're there for a reason. And then you tap into becoming a curious observer in your own experience. You become an active participant in your life. You'll get to understand why those behaviors happen and how you can come alongside yourself to address them. And you're going to do this from a place of compassion of love rather than trying to fix yourself. Like what the world tells us, that if you're not like everybody else, normal here in quotes, then you're broken. Something needs to be fixed. And the truth is, you're amazing just the way you are. There's nothing broken about you. Yes, maybe there are parts that may need support to be a little different, but that doesn't add or take away from your innate value and worth. And I want us to understand this, especially for women, to really get this down into our bodies. Because if you don't, then you're going to find yourself spending time and effort and resources on hacks and quick schemes that promise to make you a better human, right? By fixing you. But the point is not about being a fixed better human. It's about becoming the most authentic version of yourself in the way that you were created to be. And sometimes that doesn't even look like better, right? In quote, it just looks different. And that's so amazing to know, because it takes off the pressure of trying to fulfill this image that may feel so out of reach for so many of us. And so those are my 7 reasons why you want a burnout-proof lifestyle right now. How different would your life be if you were able to apply and think about these reasons in your life today, starting right now? How would you change? What would you be willing to tolerate? What would you be willing to let go of? What would you be willing to accept as a standard? And I know with these questions, sometimes they feel very philosophical and up in the air if you haven't really allowed yourself to think this way before. And this is one of the reasons why I'm offering a free burnout assessment audit for a limited time only. It's a simple call where we get to assess your current lifestyle and the areas where you may be struggling, to see what you have and where you're at in relationship to the life that you want to create. And then we'll get to look at all of the areas where you may not be utilizing your full potential and what you may need to help you step into that burnout-proof lifestyle, that thriving life that you desire. It's a free call, quick 60 minutes, you and I chat. First thing you need to do is go to the link in the show notes, fill out the questionnaire. That's going to help me know a little bit more about you. We'll schedule a time to talk, and you're going to walk away with more clarity, understanding where the areas are that you're struggling and the steps that you need to take to be able to move forward. The link will be in the show notes. And if you're listening and you're wanting to explore what it could look like to work with me, I'd love to invite you to sign up for a free sales call by going to oliveandbliss.ca/coaching to learn more about me. And there you can find the link for the sales call as well. I will also link it in the show notes so you have both links. One for the free burnout assessment audit if you kind of know where things are not going very well and you just want my expert opinion, my expert oversight, then we can chat. And also, if you want to work with me, there will be a link there. All right, my loves. Remember, no one is going to give you the permission to do this work except you. So, it's time to stop waiting and let's go. Have a beautiful week, my friends. And as always, keep thriving.